But right now, it's my great pleasure to welcome back into the studio Danny Vallant, writer and cook. High five.
Hi.
You've chosen today one of my favourite ever topics.
Well, I just heard from Joe that you ladies always have salad for lunch.
That's so right. We're talking salads today. Classic salads, retro salads, crazy salads. What is your favourite salad? 0437 774 774. A salad is a meal. I mean, you asked that question in the lead up to our time together. Is the salad worthy of being called a main meal? I've got strong feelings about it. What about yourself?
I have very strong feelings about it, and I think one of the best meals ever is a salad.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Agree. Even producer Joe is nodding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because it's so flexible. It can be so many different things. It can have protein, but it doesn't have to. So what I mean by that is you could have some beautiful thinly sliced steak or a bit of, you know, lamb backstrap for a treat. You could have that sliced up through your salad. Or you could have some chicken breast. You could have some steamed salmon in there. I mean, then it's just all about that freshness and crunch that you put around it.
I love a good niçoise as well. How we pronounce it?
I think you can put the z on the end and say niçoise.
Some green beans, an egg, some tuna.
Black olives. Has to be black olives.
Yeah, has to.
Yeah, I love that. I love that sort of composed salad where you've got these elements with different shapes that you can just build. So I love doing that.
You know, there's these sort of eating guidelines, which I never know whether they're absolute bollocks or not, but I think as a general rule, anyone who is putting lots of vegetables and plant matter on their plate is probably deserves a two thumbs up. My salad for lunch, which I have almost every day, I reckon that's about three servings of veggies.
Well, you're so far ahead of most of us, so good for you.
So I went to the doctor recently. I might have told this story already. I went to the doctor and he took my cholesterol. I had all of my bloods tested. And he said to me, "You have remarkably good cholesterol, stunningly good cholesterol.
Wow.
Why do you have such great cholesterol?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Look, I'm a vegan." This doctor's a vegan. He's got a bookshelf full of vegans. He tries to advise everyone to eat more plant matter because he said, "Your cholesterol's as good as mine, and I've been a vegan for 10 years or what have you." So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I think it's just my daily salad.
Yeah, look, I think you're right. Like any of the food guidelines will say green is good, so eat a lot of plant food. You can't really go too wrong. I wouldn't go as – I mean, yeah, it's interesting that your vegan doctor holds himself up as a model, but it's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as saying you better be vegan, but you better put some vegan stuff on your plate.
I'm certainly not vegan, but I think that combination of making sure that you get something delicious, that's the only trick with vegetables. I think the issue most people have with vegetables is that they've been served the most of their life overboiled or just with all the taste ripped out.
Or limp.
Nothing. Ugh, who wants limp? I don't know if you had some family favourite salads as a child, but we did. We had a regular summer meal that my mum and dad did, and it was basically cold cut meats, some cheese, some hard-boiled eggs, and then salads. And the salads were this. There was a Italian salad, which was celery, tomato, cucumber with a good old, you know, name brand main, dressing.
Yep. Good old squeezy dressing.
Yeah, good old squeezy dressing. And then there was also just the iceberg lettuce with tomato and cucumber. And a little bit of spring onion.
Right. I think that iceberg lettuce is where a lot of people start, but unfortunately it's where a lot of people finish.
Yeah.
And I mean, there are so many greens available all around us these days that, you know, I mean, you can have five lettuces mixed into your basic green salad without any trouble at all.
You certainly can. And a bit of arugula, a bit of watercress, if you like. You can even get a few dandelions in there.
You can get some herbs in there as well. So just, you know, whole herb leaves are beautiful in a salad as well.
What's your favourite salad, Danny Vallant?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say what the favourite would be, but I'm very seasonal with my salad. So one of the ones that I'm looking forward to having in summer is a grated zucchini salad.
Ooh.
And it's so easy. And I was thinking about what even is a salad? Like basically it's just got to have a lot of vegetables in it. But I think the one vegetable salad is something that shouldn't be overlooked because it's so simple. So all we do is we grate a zucchini and then we toss it with a little bit of pomegranate molasses perhaps, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, maybe a squeeze of lemon juice and just let it sit for a while. And those acids do their work on the zucchini and you just get this beautiful, like a moist crunch. Does that make sense? A moist crunch with a little bit of acid and the sweetness of the zucchini. And
it makes perfect sense.
It's so simple. You can pile it on toast. You could, you know, have it as a side to some grilled meats. It's so simple and so good.
I've got a simple salad that I make regularly, which is of a similar vein, but it does include two vegetables. So I finely grate cucumber, I finely grate carrot, and then I finely grate ginger. And I mix it in together, lemon juice on the top, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt. I couldn't be heavier.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that, you know, without the olive oil, that could be a really good juice as well. So,
exactly.
I mean, yeah.
But the thing about salads that, again, is such a win is the fibre wall of that vegetable is intact. You know, we can chop it all we like, but we feel good after we eat a salad. And it's not just moralistic. It's because everything in our, you know, it balances out our blood sugar.
It does, because it takes a while to chew and, yeah, it just goes in all the right ways.
Tell us some of the other things that we can add into a salad. So we've talked about meats. We've got eggs.
Definitely. I mean, look, you did mention the retro niçoise, but I love the retro cob.
Me too.
The cob is an American-style salad, and basically it's, you know, everything's lined up in rows, so everything's separate. One of my kids went through a very delightful stage of not wanting food that was mixed together.
So did mine.
I think everyone's kids did at some point.
I was really worried.
Oh, it's super annoying. But what you can do is work with that with the cob salad. So you can have whatever it is, you know, like the classics are some chicken, some boiled eggs, some corn. You can have chopped celery through that. But you can just line it all up neatly in rows and little cherry tomatoes. Get the colours happening. You know, it looks like the national flag of a country that you want to visit. And, yeah, it's delicious. And the classic dressing for that is a buttermilk dressing. So buttermilk is a nice, slightly, you know, left field way of getting a little bit of that acidic flavour with a bit of the dairy element. So not everyone's into dairy in their dressings, but buttermilk is a key ingredient in the famous American ranch dressing.
Ranch.
You got to say it like that. And it hasn't really colonised Australia, but in America it's just everywhere. Everyone's having a bit of ranch here and there.
That's another fascinating thing. Why do certain salads become more popular in certain provinces than others?
Yeah.
I remember watching Fawlty Towers as a child, and there was a great episode about the Waldorf
favorite
salad.
Yes, you'll never forget the ingredients of Waldorf salad if you've seen that episode, because it's walnut, apple, celery, grapes. And don't you love it where he says to his American visitor, asks for a Waldorf salad, and Mr. Fawlty says, "I'm sorry, we're fresh out of Waldorf." It's the best. That is the best cooking show on television.
It certainly is. All right, so nuts is another thing that many people will add to a salad.
Yes.
Beans, that's how you make it a meal, perhaps.
Definitely, yeah, with a bit of those hearty bean protein. So that's good. A lentil salad is absolutely gorgeous. And I think when we're talking about lentil salads, the thing that I really want to tell people straight away is to dress those lentils when they're warm.
Huh.
Because you want them to soak up those oils, soak up the acid, so that they're just plump with flavour. They don't have the chance to sort of cool down and go a bit chalky. And that also leads me on to talk about potato salad, which again,
look, that was the other ingredient of our classic Bowditch summer meal, the potato salad. So just, this is how we did it. I'll talk you through. Okay, very simple. Potatoes boiled, then chopped. Skins on,
yep.
Kept the fibre intact, then dressed with a mayonnaise and some parsley and some salt and grated onion.
Wow.
Finely grated onion, which is kind of a bit of a Dutch touch. And then perhaps a tiny sliced gherkin bit.
Oh, yeah. Cornichons in the potato salad are absolutely delicious for that bite, that sort of acid crunch. I love that. I mean, I would definitely eat your salad.
Good.
I like to do, I think, again, but you've got to dress them while they're warm, right?
That's right. Well, see, I never knew that was right. I always thought we were doing the wrong thing by dressing it warm. But you're saying dress it warm so it can soak things up.
So it can soak up the flavour, definitely. I'll, you know, if I'm doing a dressing for a potato salad, I might do a little bit of mayonnaise with sour cream or perhaps yogurt. So just sort of lighten it up a little bit. And I'll keep a little bit of the dressing to dollop on at the end so that you do have the potatoes that have just also loved up with that dressing. But then you've got a little bit extra to put over the top because it's sort of nice. I think, you know, if you see what you're eating, then you can relate to the flavours even more.
We're talking salads with writer and cook Danny Vallant on Afternoons. You may have heard on Thursday's show that I'll be finishing up at the end of the year here, and I've got my last show is on the 29th of November. So we've only got a few more shows with you, Danny. I'm feeling a little bit sad about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad about that, Claire. It's very sad.
I've loved every single moment of it. And I always learn something new from you. So I've just learned one more fact. If you've got a favourite salad and you'd like to share it with us, 1300 222 774 or text 0437 774 774. We've talked a lot about the yeses. We haven't yet mentioned some of the potential no's. Now, I happen to like an anchovy occasionally in a salad, particularly in a Caesar salad.
I'm fine for you to do that, and okay. I will be right alongside you with the anchovies. But they certainly are a polarizing little fish, aren't they?
They are. Fruit in salad. Can I have your take on fruit in salad as a yes or a no?
Well, if you just want one word, I'll say yes, because already talked about the Waldorf. I also love a watermelon, feta and mint salad.
Heaven.
Delicious.
Lemon?
Put pepper.
Pepper.
Mm. Just very, very good.
That's a refreshing salad.
I would say to keep the pineapple away from the salad. But there is a grand tradition of sort of Jello salads. If you go to the cookbook section in the op shop and find the 70s books, you have these molded jelly salads.
Really?
So I'm not okay with those.
I'm not okay. I don't think I'm okay with those either.
I don't think many of us are okay with them these days.
There are calls coming in. Keep them coming through. 1300 222 774 if you want to share your go-to signature salad recipe with us, or perhaps a dressing that's been passed down in your family. I'll give you my best friend's favourite dressing in a moment. 0437 774 774 is the text line, or call me 1300 222 774. I'm here with Danny Vallant, writer and cook. We have to touch on coleslaw because its brand suffered some damage in the 80s, didn't it?
It did. Maybe a little overmixed, a little too much mayonnaise. But I think we can resurrect the reputation of coleslaw.
Too much sugar in the dressing was always a problem. It's just sometimes you buy coleslaw that's commercially made and it's just too sweet.
Yes, there's no need for any sugar in my opinion. So, and I think, you know, we're so well served in Melbourne for beautiful Asian salads, and I think we can take our coleslaw, over to Asia. We don't need to put mayonnaise in it at all, although I do a really nice sort of Vietnamese flavoured peanut butter coleslaw with just a little touch of mayo.
Could you give us a run through that quickly?
Yeah, so I use a mix of purple cabbage and white cabbage. I use an apple and a little bit of carrot just for colour. I put peanut butter through that with a little bit of soy sauce, fish sauce if you're not dealing with the vegos, and a big squeeze of lime juice.
Heaven. Do you know I've got a lime
crunchy
tree?
Crunchy shallots, maybe. You've got a lime
just
tree.
Just telling you, I've got a lime tree.
This is even another sad reason for you to be leaving, Claire.
I went and bought a lime yesterday for a salad. It was like $1 because we're all out of limes from our tree at the moment. And I thought, hang on a minute. Everyone needs a lime tree. They're really easy to grow. Look, let's get to your calls. Lydia from St Kilda, share a recipe with us.
Hello. I'd like to share George Colombaris's recipe with you.
Lovely.
Great.
Yeah, do it.
It's a huge one. It goes for about 15 different ingredients, so it's quite time-consuming to prepare, but it's well worth it.
I've eaten it. It's an impressive salad.
Are we talking Cypriot grains here? Is that what we're talking
about? We are. Yeah. Cypriot mung grain.
A favourite.
It is. Oh, and that whole combination of a whole bunch of coriander and a whole bunch of parsley and pine nuts and pumpkin seeds and pui lentils, on and on it goes. It is fabulous.
That beautiful yogurt dressing as well.
Exactly. And what my little zhuzhing up is a little of zesting of lime and pomegranate marinade.
Oh, beautiful.
That's lovely.
Really well.
Yeah, and just having that, you know, that's a thing, isn't it? You got the base salad, but then as the years go by, you get to play around with it yourself and make it your own.
Exactly.
Lydia, you've inspired us. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Many calls and texts yet to come. Yum. Says this texter, it's called Chris. Chris wants us to know that I'm going to look, Chris, if you're a dude or a woman, doesn't look, both are great to me, but Chris is dieting. Okay, that's in brackets here. So Chris is really making friends with salad. Yum. Your zucchini salad and Claire's ginger one sound awesome. Please post some recipes. Listen back to this, Chris, and you'll get them in 3 seconds flat. So we chatted about them about 3 seconds ago if you're just joining in. It says, got a roasted broccoli or roasted cauliflower recipe. All right, so a lot in that, Chris. Just first, let's touch on that point. There is that cliche of salads and dieting, and I think a lot of people don't realise how naughty you can get with a salad. They are naughtier than you know.
You can be very indulgent. And I think even the caller talking about the Cypriot grain salad with the pine nuts, I think the pine nuts are such a luxury ingredient. So you can certainly add your touches of luxury. Add your beautiful, delicious Persian feta. You can get very deluxe with, you know, beautiful, a little bit of lamb backstrap, such an expensive cut. But in a salad, that's the way to have it. Very thinly sliced.
We love you, Chris. You don't have to diet. We love you however you are. But keep it up. Keep up the good veggies. Yeah. Okay. So roasted cauliflower recipe. I've got one. Have you?
Oh, look, I just love roasted cauliflower. One of my favourite, very simple kitchen alchemy, isn't it? To take a cauliflower, put it in the oven and just that beautiful caramelization, just a little bit dark and crunchy but succulent on the inside.
Do you chop it up into little pieces before you do a salad with it, or do you let it roast just whole?
I don't. I've done a whole roasted cauliflower, and I've been very inspired by Miznon, my new favourite restaurant in the city, which does a famous whole roasted cauliflower. Highly recommend that.
I'm not going to mention the word butter, but butter.
Butter makes everything better. We know that. Perhaps not a fresh green salad, but you can certainly put it on your cauliflower. I love to sprinkle a little bit of cumin and salt over the cauliflower before I roast it. I'd love tossing it with some chili flakes. But yeah, so normally I'll break it into florets, not too little. And then just toss. I love chopping it, chopping up some cos lettuce and tossing that through. I love it.
I love it too. Sometimes I cook my cauliflower with a little bit of cinnamon or a little bit of nutmeg just for fun. Not too much, just a tiny little bit. And then a simple kind of olive oil, balsamic, you know, bit of crushed garlic in the dressing. And then you pop all that together with this cooked cauliflower.
And so good.
Heaven on a stick.
And the charred broccoli that Chris also mentioned, absolutely wonderful. So just when you sort of fray your vegetables slightly as you can with broccoli, just beautiful. There were some slivered almonds and some currants.
Ooh, yum, yum. Barry, you reckon we've missed something very important, don't you?
Fix us up.
You've totally missed the big one.
What is it, Barry?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Season me up, baby.
Come on. Put bacon in your salad, guys.
Do you put bacon in everything, Barry?
Almost.
It is very good in a potato salad. I will certainly grant you that. And I love it.
Tasty. Yeah.
Classic Caesar.
I'm the enemy of the pigs.
Yeah. Yes. Look, Barry, I think sometimes this happens in the search for taste, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Love you, Barry. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good point.
He's right, though, and we are rightly chastened because bacon beautiful in a Cobb salad.
Make it free range, though, would you?
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
The happy pigs don't mind dying for our salads, but they're the only ones we should be using.
Alex from Victoria. My goodness.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're well, thank you.
When you were mentioning the jelly salads earlier, the initiation, we'll call it, into my in-laws is the old sunshine salad.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
I think it's an orange lemon jelly with crushed pineapple, grated carrots and mint.
Oh.
They still bring it out every family occasion, every Christmas. The initiation is the new family members must taste it.
Oh.
So I've tasted it, don't like it. But
Do you think they like it? They love it.
It still comes around these days, the old jelly salad.
Each to their own. Love it,
exactly.
Alex. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
A famous jelly salad. I mentioned before I'd bring you the salad dressing that rocked my world as a teenager. So, you know, I've told you the three or four salads that our family did, and they were on high rotation most nights of the week. And I always enjoyed them. But then my best friend Deepa, I went to her house one day for dinner and there was a roast and then there was salad. And I couldn't explain it. It seemed to have similar ingredients. There was lettuce, there was tomato, there were spring onions. But the dressing was stunning. And this was it. This is all she did. Olive oil, lemon juice, crushed garlic, teaspoon of seeded mustard, teaspoon of honey.
Ah, oh, that little bit of sweetness.
Sweet, just a yeah. little sweet.
And was it just shaken up in a jar?
Shaken up in a jar. You might have to warm the honey first so that it would mix. You could mix it with your little mixer. It was simple and heavenly.
Absolutely beautiful. And I think people do find the concept of dressing sometimes a little overcomplicated, but it's so simple. So it's just, two parts oil to one part acid, which you can use vinegar or lemon juice, and then just season it to your heart's content. A little bit of honey's nice, a bit of mustard. Grated garlic is good, a bit of your ginger.
If you're that way inclined. One of my favourite salads includes, very simply, witlof, which is a very expensive, very small lettuce. Mm-hmm. Witlof with fresh herbs. So you've got some parsley, you've got some basil, and then lemon juice and oil. And that's pretty much it. And it's just heaven.
Yeah, delicious.
That's it. More of your calls now. Frank, share a salad with us from South Morang.
Yes. I would call it Mediterranean salad. Like La Mate. And it's very simple. It's orange, fennel. Mm-hmm. Some parsley and oil and just a dash of lemon juice. It's really refreshing and very easy to make.
Beautiful.
Delicious. Have you been making it for a long time, Frank?
Yes, I have, yes.
Very, very nice.
Love it.
Yeah.
And is the trick to slice the fennel very thinly?
Sorry?
Do you slice your fennel quite thin?
Yes, quite thin.
Delicious.
You can do my zucchini treatment with the fennel as well. It's absolutely delicious. Yeah.
And just while I'm on the phone, I'm sorry to hear that Claire's going on the 29th of November, going to miss her show.
Oh, no, Frank.
So you wish you all the best for the future, okay?
Look, Frank, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Frank from South Morang there. What a lovely man and a great recipe.
Definitely. Should we talk salad no-nos?
I think we should.
Because,
I mean, we don't want to tell anyone what to do or what not to
do.
But
I just would like to tell people how they might get in trouble, especially in France, where it's not that hard to get into trouble.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine was in France and she broke one of the cardinal rules.
I feel bad for her already.
You know what she did? She cut her lettuce with a knife. You could have heard a pin drop. There were gasps with French accents.
Why?
You are not allowed to do that. You do not take the knife to the lettuce.
Do we have any history around this? Any context? Is it cruel? Is it seen as cruel?
It's just uncouth.
It's uncouth, right?
So what you need to do is fold your lettuce, no matter how big the leaf, no matter how unwieldy, you fold it into a neat package onto your fork. Chris. You fold it as many times as you need to, Claire, but you do not take a knife to that lettuce.
All right, done.
Okay?
Done.
Sorted with that.
Next time I'm in Paris, I won't do that. That's for sure. What else? What else do we need to know in terms of etiquette and no-nos?
Well, we've covered the Jell-O. we're not doing that. I think the limp.
Oh.
Just don't put the limp things in. Just make sure it's nice.
Exactly.
And don't overcomplicate a salad. So I think we've lost the art of the green salad. Salad does not have to be a very complicated matter. Salad can be one leaf, one type of leaf, beautifully
one
dressed.
Layer. It can
be
one. Ripped off.
No, it can be a bounty of one type of leaf. It does not have to be complicated. So just, the best lettuce, the best butter lettuce, just with
a lettuce.
Just massage slightly with a little bit of dressing. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. What was it that I wanted to share with you? Look, something came to mind and went again as we were just talking about.
You were scared about the French, weren't you?
Yeah, salad no-nos. It'll come back to me. Look, I've got some text coming through. It says, hello there, favourite salad. Cooked barley, quinoa, cup of chopped herbs, mint, parsley, chives, that kind of thing, chopped walnuts, cranberries, feta, and a dressing of olive oil, seed mustard, and pomegranate molasses. That's come up quite a few times. Thanks, Laura from Gisborne. Delicious.
You know what I love about that, though? That's a pantry salad. All you need is a couple of pots of herbs, and you've got your grains sitting there. You've got your feta sitting. You know what I mean? That is a nothing in the fridge, beautiful dinner.
Is cheese a yes or a no in salad?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Which cheese? A buffalo mozzarella or... But what about cheddar?
Oh, cheddar. I mean, you are taking me back to, you know, 70s toothpick land, and I'm suddenly having visions of Cabana as well, which I'm not sure is a good thing.
Oh, look, I've got a friend who lives for Cabana. That's her special treat.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of memory in Cabana for a lot of people.
There is. Yep. I'm not so sure about the cheddar and salad. I feel like I must be forgetting a classic. But
well, there's the grated parmesan, you know, sliced parmesan with the rocket and the pine nuts from the
90s. That's nice. That can come with me today. That's a good one. I love a salted ricotta just shaved over, like with the fennel, as the gentleman was talking about before. Absolutely beautiful.
Classic Swedish beetroot salad from the IKEA cookbook, this says. It's a must-have with chopped dill pickles. Mmm.
Yum.
Yum. Again, this Dutch salad with a kind of potato salad and tuna and gherkin and grated apple and grated onion. It's come back to me. Just beautiful. I've got Julia from Thornbury, where they know a bit about salads, to share a recipe. Speaking of pomegranates, g'day.
Hi, Claire. How are you? I'm sorry to see that you're going.
Thank you, Julia.
Love your show.
Oh, I love it too. Believe me, if I could do it all, I really would. And I've given it a good crack.
Well, I love your music as well. So.
Thanks, Julia. You're lovely. Now
so
you've got a salad for me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I have. I really like using a lot of pomegranate. So, or anything sweet, like pomegranate or mango, really sort of lift a salad.
What about the pips? I mean, sorry, Julia, I'm not meaning to be a wet blanket. My husband does a great pomegranate salad, but how do you deal with the inside of the pomegranate?
I think you need a fairly ripe pomegranate, and then the pips are softer.
Okay. You and just chew them
varieties.
And swallow them, or do you pick them out? Or
the pips are the best part, Claire. I'm really not sure I understand your question.
Sorry, everyone. But
you can sort of roll the pomegranate before you cut it and then tap it and they'll drop out. The pips will drop out.
But it's in, you know, the red bit around the outside, delicious. But then the actual inside of that pip, it's a bit bitter. Is anyone with me?
Yeah, I think you're getting the wrong pomegranate.
They're from our garden.
Wrong garden.
That might be the problem.
Uh-oh, better move. All right.
I get them from Viviano's in Fairfield, and they always have them all the year round, and they're always pretty good.
Wow. Okay. Well, you must be rich. Goodness me. Well done.
But I use you owe me, Dominique. I use the pomegranate, just about a quarter of a pomegranate with cucumber, mixed lettuce leaves, and those. It doesn't really matter. Just mixed leaves are good.
Yeah.
Could be mixed lettuce leaves and rocket, or mixed lettuce leaves and spinach, and an avocado.
Mm. And God's fruit.
Just a basic sort of dressing with balsamic vinegar and oil and maybe a bit of garlic.
My mouth is watering, Jules.
Sounds beautiful.
It's really fresh and it's really, it goes down well. Like most of my other food remains on the table, but the salad's always gone.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Julia. Julia of Thornbury there, the pomegranate salad from heaven. Lucky anyone who's at that table. I've remembered my cardinal sin. This is the only sin that I want to express, if you ever have me over for dinner, or please consider your guests too. Those who don't wash their salad.
Ooh.
So the gritty, those who don't give it a good soak. I can't stand grit in salad.
No, that destroys the whole experience.
Look, if you don't have a salad spinner, you can just soak your lettuce, then pop it in a tea towel, sort of wrap it up, and do a twirly whirl with your hand.
Yeah, she's doing a lasso motion, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. That's all.
That's a fun one to do too.
It certainly is.
The old personal salad spinning trick.
I'll keep trying to share your recipes throughout the hour. It's been a wonderful half an hour with you, Danny.
There's just no end of joy with salads.
Do you think they're your favourite thing?
I pretty much do think they're my favourite thing because they're so versatile. So it's like, if you say you don't like salad, are you saying you don't like life?
We'll leave it there. Danny Vallant, who you can catch on all the socials, writer and cook.